मुखम करोति वाचालं संगुलंगयते गिरि यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्री गुरु दिनतारिणं। हरे कृष्ण। बिफोर स्पीकिंग ऑन दिस वर्स आई सीक ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल द वैष्णव सुशील महाराज एंड ऑल द डिवोटीज सीनियर डिवोटीज। सो दिस इज द पास्ट टाइम्स वी हैव बीन डिस्कसिंग since few days of this Damodar month. So Maharaj told me to speak on Bhagavatam, so I was a little bit nervous when I tried, but I will try my best to speak and serve all of you. So this is a pastime which happened 5000 years ago in Gokul. So this pastime, it is described by Sukadeva Goswami, also Satyavrata Muni, all the acharyas. Sometimes the pastime descriptions little bit different, but the descriptions whatever the acharya gave, actually when they meditate and they write down on these pastimes, the pastimes generally goes on in front of them. So that's why we should not think that, you know, something is different here or there. Not. So it is all pastimes, all the devotees, so many devotees have spoken elaborately. But I will speak today on this specific scene where Mother Yashoda is running behind Krishna. Sometimes the yogis, jnanis, the philosophers, they also try to understand Krishna. They also running after Krishna, but sometimes they fail, but rarely they got success. Very rarely. That's why Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Bahunam Janmanam Ante Jnanaman Mam Prapadyante. After many, many births, some fortune soul, which fortunate, he can come and take shelter of Lord Krishna. Otherwise, it is very difficult for them. Prabhupada quoted Bhagavad Gita verse and one of the verse from Brahma Samhita. In the Brahma Samhita, yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. So in the translation it is by His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. The English is little high, but the translation is that from the Supreme Lord, from His effulgence, which is non-differentiated, it is the same. Like Lord Krishna and His effulgence, Brahma Jyoti, is the same. But from there, this unlimited universe, whatever we are saying now, this is one universe. But unlimited universes come. These universes also looks like infinite, limitless, like that. Means you cannot understand this universe also fully. So that's why this is for apara vidya. Apara vidya means which is inferior energy of the Lord, but we try to understand this apara vidya. Beyond that, there is para vidya. Whatever academic qualifications we have possessed in our life, for that, with that, we can't understand the Supreme Lord as it is. We may speculate, that is called mental speculation. But the para university, if you study like here, this university, whatever you study, this is para university. Something beyond matter. Something beyond sense perception. It's not so easy to understand all these things. Mukund Madhaprabhu once he said in his class here, he said, we are all scientists. So how? We do not have any qualification, still we call, how can we call ourselves that scientist? He said that, science what does? Science generally do hypothesis, observation and conclusion. The same way, we all are also experiencing this chanting Hare Krishna mantra. We are trying it to understand by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, what will we gain? What will happen? What will the result? What will the conclusion? So in para world, ya para vidya, this pastime happens. This lila goes on eternally. So here, this lila, where the scene, I'm just going to describe. This scene is Mother Yashoda is running after Krishna. All the before sections, before verses, you already have heard that why Mother Yashoda is running after Krishna. Shri Radha Rasvi Hari Ji ki, Shri Gaur Nitai Ji ki, Shri Sitaram Lakhan Hanuman Ji ki. In Vatsalya Rasa, Mother Yashoda is the topmost. What Nimayanitai Prabhu said. I never heard that previously, but I understood from these classes. So, Vatsalya Rasa, why she is topmost? Because she only can tolerate all the naughty, mischievous restlessness of Lord Krishna's activities. That's why. No one can tolerate all these things. So today, this when the lila is going on, in this lila, Mother Yashoda seems to be. She looks like she is intolerable. She is intolerant today. She has a stick with her hand and running after Krishna. To chastise, to correct Krishna. Who has that such power to correct Krishna? No one. But to doing correct, she never got fail. She got success. She caught Krishna. So Sukadev Goswami described in such a way the bodily features of Mother Yashoda, Krishna's position, what Krishna do that time. All this theme he described. And also our Acharya, they gave in detailed descriptions of this. Very detailed. Here, Sukadev Goswami said, Mother Yashoda's body is a little bit heavy. And she can't run fast. As Krishna run fast. In Isopanishad, Mantra 4, it is described, Lord, although residing in his abode, still no one can surpass him in running. If there is a run competition, no one can do that. Only Krishna, he can only win. He is the winner. He can control from there the demigods who supplies air and rain to us. Such God, he is now chasing behind by Mother Yashoda. So that's why Shyamasundara Prabhu wrote one book, Chasing Rhino with the Swami. Yes. Srila Prabhupada also run behind all the conditioned souls, those who are become Mnesa Yavana in Western world, he go there and teach them and become Krishna consciousness. He made that. It is our in parampara. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is described in 11th canto of Bhagavatam. So God sometimes also, he left Lakshmi. He left what is very difficult to leave, left by the demigods, God leave that. And he is worshipped by Shiva, Viranti, Brahma. That God running after the Mayavad Jiva, those who are running in the material world to save them, to rescue them. That's why we offer our respect to obeisance to the Supreme Personality of God, who is very merciful. So Mother Yashoda and her hair is now loose. She tied her hair, but it become loose. Siyuta prasuna anugatihi. Means, in her hair, there is also flowers. Mother Yashoda generally decorate her hair with malati flower. Why? Why they use malati flower? Because malati flower has fragrance. So Krishna likes malati flower. That's why to please Krishna, Mother Yashoda, every day morning she used malati flower. Like our mothers, they are always, every day morning, they do garland, make garland for Lord Krishna, for Radharani. And that garland when comes to us, that is called Mahaprasad. So this flower is falling from our hair. This is the sin. So one may have that question, either when Yashoda, Mother Yashoda, she is running behind Krishna, she herself loosened her hair. No. It is automatically loosened. In the para world, all the matter, whatever we call dull water, like this karta, like this table, whatever we see, they are all conscious. But in apara world, even if someone is walking, someone is speaking, someone doing some activities, but he may not be conscious. That's why Lord Gauranga says, Jeeva jago, Jeeva jago, Gaura chanda vole. Kata nidra jao maya pisachira kode. Wake up, sleeping soul. Why he is calling out? Because we are already sleeping soul. But in para world, everything is conscious, fully conscious, not only conscious, they are fully conscious. There are five types of consciousness. The highest consciousness is who is fully blossomed consciousness. So they are fully conscious. The hair can speak, the power can speak, the hairpin can speak, all can speak, all can talk with you. If you ask some question, they will give the answer, definite answer. I may not give the answer, if someone may not give the answer perfectly, but they can give. Such has the power of para world personalities. What are those personalities? Those matters they can also speak. That's they are called antimatter in science. So even if today, the scientists are researching about antimatter elements. I met one scientist in Nanded. I was distributing books. That was the day of Rath Yatra. So Parvani is gone. They had arranged. They were doing that Rath Yatra. We also bus party were there. So one scientist, his name was Rabindra something. So Rabindra something, his name. So he talked with me. He took 2-3 books of Srila Prabhupada, Science of Self-Realization, and Life Comes from Life. I gave all these books. I said to him that we, in our institution, we have also one BI. So there is a research institute. They are also trying to give the world the knowledge about the para world, about the antimatter elements, like consciousness, all these studies. He said that we also do this same research. So I am amazed. They are also doing. So the hair become loose because flower requested, you know, I want to fall down. From my position, because I am the head. Krishna is a little 3 years, only 3 years, 2 months, I think. It is just, he is small and Mother Yashoda is like tall. And because Mother Yashoda wants to touch Krishna, wants to cut Krishna, that's why flowers, hairs, all these elements, they want for to touch. So how to do that without falling down from our position? It is very difficult for conditioned souls like us to fall down from our position for this, for beings of God. If there is a need, Maharaj once said, he told from Prabhupada conversation. He said, what does it mean, expert? So some devotees, the Prabhupada disciples, they said, expert means If someone is very knowledgeable on particular field, he is we call expert. Like someone is he has knowledge about cooking, he is expert in cooking. Someone is speaking, he is expert in speaking. Someone has the knowledge about like all these activities, like we can say that he is expert. Prabhupada said, no. That is material expertise. Materially we call that expert. But in the spiritual world, he is not called expert. In the spiritual world, who is expert? We call that person expert who does whatever the service allocated to him whenever there is a need. If you do that. So in material there is power. Jack of all trades, master of none. Sab janta hai, lekin kisi mein master nahi hai. It is not like that. In the spiritual world, whatever service you know, yeah, someone told you to do that, if you want to please, although you have not expertise on that field, if you want to do, simply do that. That we call expert. So, generally, morning time, Mother Yashoda, every day, she decorated her hair with malati flower. She put malati flowers. And sometimes, the hair doesn't accept the flowers. She said, I don't want to accept. So, what happened? So, the hair, although it is tied, yeah, something, he put the flower, it falls down, ground. When Mother Yashoda saw her face in the mirror, she found that Malati flower is absent. What do you see? She see the flower is on the ground. It is fall down. On the ground. So sometimes some authorities give also service. And sometimes the service, it is allocated to you, but you are absent there. And they are in trouble. I have given that devotee to that service, but he is not now here. So same way, Mother Esau said, he saw that this hair is not accepting. So she rebooked the hair. Why are you not accepting flowers? Then after chastisement, she said, okay, I will accept. She accepted that. She accepts the hair flower, but at the same time, the hair pin is in the almira. She is inside the almira. So the hair pin is inside the almira. She was a little bit lamenting. You know, without any pin support, if the flower is properly fit in the air, hair, then what will I use? What is the value of my life? She was like little bit lamenting. So flower devotee, she was saying, you know, my god brother, my brother, my sister, this pin is inside the almira, she is lamenting. Unless until she comes, I will not fix it properly. So that she again fall down. And Mother also checked that flower is now also fall down. Why? Again, she thought, oh, you know, I will punish you by pinning you. I will pin you. She said, punish. And again, Mother Yashoda put the flowers in here. So in this is her decoration every day goes on. This is nitya. Eternally, she decorated herself. So our devotees also always should have proper dress. So Prabhupada says, we, the devotees, looks like Vaikuntha man. Vaikuntha personalities. You know, in the primary days when the book distribution was going on, Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj was distributing sets of books in America. So in America, there is a group, like a club. We have like youth club, BYC youth club, like youth, IOF, like that. So there is big club. And that youth club, people were interested on the aliens. Those were in other planets living with. That's why Americans are very curious to go other planets. So that's why Prabhupada in 1963, he wrote one book, Easy Journey to Other Planet. Yes? So, Maharaj was actually getting the list and numbers of the people, those who are interested on other planet, living entities, what the other planet is supposed to be, how the people look like, how are they are, what is the lifestyle there. Although the scientists said that there is only what? Sand. They only brought sand. By spending millions of rupees, millions of dollars, and Prabhupada said, you know, we are a very poor country, we want to preach Krishna consciousness, please something donate to us. This American says, you know, we do not have money. So, where is your money? They said that, we spend that money in moon expansion. Yeah, moon mission. So Prabhupada said, this is childish activities. Why are you spending so much money on moon mission? What do you get there? They said that, we get only sand. Prabhupada says, you come to India, we have there a big, big desert. You take some loads of sand to your country and give some money to us. So, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, he used to visit those people, those homes there. He actually very nicely dressed in tie, boot, suit, and on her bald head, because Sikha is there, but he used wigs, like nice hair wig. And he used to visit, calling bell, ting ting, and someone opened. And there is discussion, Maharaj says, you know, I am a salesman, I am selling some documents, which is giving the informations about the aliens. Oh, such informations are here? So, how, what is the information? Show me the papers, all these documents. So he opened his suitcase and he showed Srila Prabhupada's books. So inside the Srila Prabhupada's books, there are nice pictures. Which pictures, if you look, these pictures are like 400, like here the photo is there, 400 persons. Something like not which we see in this world. A different world. Even if people when look us, when they see us, they amazed. You know, when we are going distributing books in the streets and in the town, we are like Dhababol party. We immediately attack that city and the people become confused. Who are these people? Where have come from? So all these things, they have so much confusion on their mind. So sometimes Maharaj, after explaining so much, they took the whole set of Srila Prabhupada's books. And sometimes people, those who reject, they're a little bit interest. No, next time I will take. I do not have now interest on these books. So he slowly opened his wig. When he opened his wig, they see that it is a different person. This same person come out from this book. So like that, Maharaj used to use his intelligence. Dadami Buddhi, Lord, his intelligence how to fit. He uses intelligence to distributing books. The highest perfection in life when you distribute the books of Srila Prabhupada. Whatever your knowledge, whatever your qualification, whatever you have possessed, if you will go on distributing the books, because these books are not giving you the idea about physics, chemistry, all this opera, university information, but it will give you the information about the spiritual world. So it is not so ordinary things. We should not be embarrassed to go out for book distributing. We should not think that I have such and such qualification, I am such and such person, I should not go. No. We have to contemplate. There is a temple now, we have this nice initiative from our temple, so every day our devotees are going outside for book distribution. It is very nice. Prabhupada will be very pleased. All the Vaishnava will be very pleased. So after so much decoration, still Mother Yashoda is running behind Krishna. So by the request of flower, automatically the hair, she become loose. When she loose, will see open hair or loose hair. Generally, it is not regarded as a high estimation on the civilized society. If someone is moving here and there with his open hair, that's why Brahmachari tie their sikha. Otherwise, they can open their sikha. So, why it is prohibited? Why they are not our saintly person, our the ancestor, they said that you should not do this? Because when someone sees and look and glance on such things, then he will be agitated. His mind becomes crazy and mad. He may have that audacity to abuse the opposite sex. That's why it is prohibited. So when the hair becomes loose, if you will lose hair, mother, you are running, if you look at that picture, you will meditate on that picture, but the different sensation, different feelings you will feel. You will not agitate with loss and great all these things. You will feel transcendental pleasure by seeing, by meditating on that picture, by that scene. So flower, when it falls down, the malati flower, so mother Yashoda is running and Krishna is like round and round. So it is said that Chyuta Prasanna Anugati. Chyuta means which falls down. Or Chyuta means which never falls down. Lord's position never falls down. He is intact in his position. But the Chyuta flower falls down to serve Krishna, to be touched by the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. So he'll be touched. Malatima falls down and Lord Krishna is touched. When Lord Krishna lotus is touched, that Malati flower becomes thrilled. She got bliss. And not only that Malati flower, but the whole dynasty, whole clan, whole society of Malati flower in Vrindavan, they are all families who become jubilant. They become so happy. They actually admiring, they were glorifying that Malati flower who is engaged in the service of the Lord. So same time, nowadays, in social media, our devotees, parents sometimes complain. Why are they complaining? Do you think they are complaining? Actually, they are glorifying. How? Because no one knows has fun. But when they complain, yeah, they say something that our son, daughter is brainwashed by the devotees. Really? They are brainwashed because their brain is dirty, that's why they are washed. They need to be washed. They are now on their contest, they are telling that this is a complaint. But after 3-4 years, you will see that they are coming to the temple. They are glorifying that my son is very nice. He joined his con. He is serving nicely. Recently, one of our devotees, his mother said, you know, it is okay, my son, if he will not marry, it is okay. But you make him such a person that he will go whole world for preaching. Her mother desire is this. Now, 3-4 months back, his father and mother came, his sister came, and they were complaining, you know, why is he here? So many things they were telling. But now they are not telling like that. I personally see so many devotees here, their parents, they come, even my parents. When I joined, they were just telling like that. But now they are very happy. Our village is happy. Our people are very happy. So same way, Malati is parampara. Malati's flower, whole their society, all these members, they were very happy. So in this pastime, all this when we meditate, we are devotees. So we should not be thinking that, oh, this is less important than the yogis, those who are meditating in Himalaya. Those who are becoming Babaji, those who are chanting whole day, are reading Bhagavatam whole day. No. We should not think there is less something. No. Srila Prabhupada gave us this nice opportunity to serve Lord Krishna. This is in parampara. Likewise, the malati flower, the peen is serving malati flower is serving Mother Yasoda's hair, hair is serving Mother Yasoda. But all serve but hair could not chance in that chance to serve. So if you look that photo, deity of Lord Krishna, where Mother Yasoda cut hold the right hand Lord Krishna, so Mother Yasoda knee down. Ghutne mein baithi hai, dekho. And Krishna is still standing. You know, generally, if you will cut hold the boys, and Krishna is telling, leave me, why are you going to punish me, leave me. He was just calling out. But Mother Yasoda, he strongly caught hold. And at the same time, her hair, that is conscious, she tried to hide the face of Mother Yasoda. And Mother Yasoda could not see Lord Krishna. And Krishna is beating, touching, beating on her left hand. And chhod do, like that. Leave me. And Mother Yasoda was perplexed. She was in anxiety. She was thinking, again this boy will run away. She was thinking like that. So now the hair, although she could not fall down, but she is in her position, but she got a chance to be touched by Lord Krishna's lotus hand. So all these pastimes cannot be released by the impersonalists, by the empirical philosophers, by those who are yogis, meditating thousands and thousands of years. According to Brahma, Brahma says, they are taking the process of naiti-naiti. Naiti-naiti means not this. Their research work starts from not this. Then never they conclude that what is this. The conclusion never comes, what is this? So this process, it may take in millions of years, you go on that path in the speed of mind and air. But still, you cannot reach to the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What to speak of? Personality of Lord Krishna. But the devotees very easily, without very heavy penance austerities, they obtain all these things. So in Bhagavatam, throughout Bhagavatam, we had many examples and instances where the devotees easily conquered. Now, Krishna is chased by Mother Yasoda. Sometimes Lord Krishna is also chased his devotees, just to rescue the devotees. But to speak Lord Krishna, his energies, his weapons are sometimes after the monistic philosophers or yogis, like Durvasa Muni, was chased by Sudarshan Chakra. We heard in 9th Canto Bhagavatam. He wanted to. Do you know, within one year, he traveled all the planetary systems. Indradyumna Maharaj, he wants to invite Brahmadev to installing Lord Jagannath at Puri. It takes so many kalpa for him to return back. But within 1 year, Durvasa Muni come back. That takes 1 year. That for Durvasa Muni. But the devotees, without such any endeavor, he can go to other planets without any difficulty. He can go anywhere, everywhere he likes. So in this pastime, we learn so many nice qualities in our life. So although this pastime what I spoke, generally, really if I would like to speak it, this same pastime was spoken by Maharaj 2012 in Tirupati temple. And I was thinking what to speak in one verse only. So I had 2-3 lectures and I read some of the books, all Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, all these things. So Srila Prabhupada, although he has a nice purport and the Goswamis has a nice tika, But Maharaj has given it very nicely. You can hear it in, it is in ISKCON Directory. But I just repeated it. So forgive me. Just I try to speak if there is some mistake. Yeah, for your pleasure, I just serve you. Please bless me that I can continue my Krishna consciousness preaching and serving to the Lord Sri Radharasri here and to all of you. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Maharaj, you want to add something? Either any devotees wants to add something. Prabhuji, give. Oh, mic. Pass the mic. Nimenite Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. And thank you very specially. You mentioned how while engaging in service, one devotee is careful about other devotee by giving example of flower and hairpin. So my question is, Prabhuji, then what happened to the hairpin finally? Did that hairpin got service to come in Mother Yashoda's hair or not?
See, whatever Maharaj told, I just had, and Maharaj can give that answer. Actually, this pastime, I have not, till now, because I am very new fight, I have not gone through any tika and commentaries. So, I just for one shloka to speak, I just repeat Maharaj what said. Maharaj can speak.
Quite simple. So when Nimainitai goes back to Golok Vrindavan, he can ask Mother Yashoda what happened to that hairpin.
So just one addition, Srila Jiva Goswami says there were two groups of Malati flowers. The one group was thinking, what is this? Maya Yashoda is chasing Krishna. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am not going to side her in this activity. And the other group was thinking, Maya Yashoda is trying her hard to catch Krishna. So if I fall down, I will lose my weight, and in that way she will run very fast. So she can catch Krishna. So these were the two parties of the Malati flower. That's what Jiva Goswami mentions. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. To Srila Prabhupada ki.